92. Just going to remind us of a great truth in the Bible that hopefully will be an encouragement to us. Psalm 92. We don't have time to read the whole chapter tonight, but we want to look at verse 10 of Psalm 92. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horns of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire upon mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Here the psalmist is probably David, is giving us a great truth about life, great truth about serving the Lord as the king, as the leader of Israel, the focus of everything that took place in the country was upon him. In the context, we find the constant challenge of enemies against the people of God, especially nations that would be desirous to wipe out the kingdom. And we have the responsibility of David to lead the people to fulfill the responsibilities that he had as a king. And he is reminding us of one of the great truths of life. He said, I will be anointed with fresh oil. Now, in the Bible, the priest was anointed, the prophet was anointed, and the king was anointed. And that anointing was symbolical of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah chapter 11, it talks about of the Messiah being anointed with the Spirit of God, and gives us the sevenfold description of the Holy Spirit of God. We notice that when Saul was chosen to be the ruler of the king of Israel, what did Samuel do? Samuel, 1 Kings chapter 10, anointed him. Samuel, verse 1 of chapter 10, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And we recognize that this was more than physical. It was symbolical of God's Holy Spirit coming upon him, giving him the ability to be the ruler, to be the king, and all the responsibility with that. In 1 Samuel 10:6, it says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. And of course, in chapter 16, we find how David was anointed to be the king. Samuel anointed him, and this was not only symbolical, but public, recognizing that God's hand was upon him. 1 Samuel 16:13, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The word, I think it's important to mention that the word anoint here is the word that we get Messiah from. The word Messiah means the anointed one. And in the New Testament, the word for anoint, the Greek word is kryo. And that's where we get the word Christ from. He is the anointed one. It's not the same word in James chapter 5 where it says anoint them with oil. That's the word lipo, which speaks of rubbing, people who have these, these oils today? Essential oils, okay? That's what that's talking about, essential oils. This was a religious anointing that was symbolical of God's choice and God in giving the king, the person chosen to be the king or the priest or the prophet, giving them the special unction, the special ability to fulfill their responsibility, to fulfill a job that was bigger than them. You know, who could ever be qualified to lead the people of God? Take somebody from the sheepfold and make him a king? That's not how it happens in the world. But the issue was the Spirit of God. And, of course, in Psalm 51, when David had committed his great sin, he was so concerned and he asked God not to take away the Holy Spirit. And it was in, I believe, is in the sense of losing the anointing, losing the ability of functioning as a king. And we know when the Spirit of God that gave Saul the ability to be the king left him, he was done for. He was done for. And that spirit of ability went upon King David. And so when the psalmist says, anoint me with fresh oil, he is recognizing a great truth that his ability is not his ability. His ability is God's ability. And the servant of God, the person who's a Christian, knows that their ability comes from God. And David was many times faced with great challenges of things that were beyond him. And he recognized that, you know, he needed a fresh anointing of the Spirit of God to be able to rise up to the occasion, to meet the situation, to renew his ability, his strength, whatever it was that it was that he needed. He needed ability from God. And so, you know, this is in the context of a person who is committed to serving God. This is in the context of a person who is serving God and who is faced with the challenges of life. Of course, it's applied to any believer. Because any believer, no believer is walking on the same, they've never walked this path before. And, you know, if you're a second generation Christian, you have a lot that you can glean from your parents and what you learned at home. If you're a first generation Christian, everything is new. Everything is new and it's always new. And if you're serving the Lord, you're always going to be faced with challenges that are beyond you. If you aren't facing that, you just aren't serving the Lord. You know, if you just got all the ability you need, you're not facing something that's beyond you. I'm wondering if you're getting any higher ground or not, you know, just coasting. But David, is mentioning this great truth that not only that this the challenge and the answer to that challenge, but we find a confidence that as he looked to God, there was going to be this fresh oil. As he looked to God, there was going to be what he needed, whether that was encouragement or whether that was confidence or whether that was wisdom or whether it was just personal strength or understanding from God. Fresh oil. And of course the emphasis, I think really the emphasis is fresh oil. You know, you can't go very far on the old power. Can't go very far in the old power. You know, not too often do I ever repeat a message. I knew a preacher that had a whole books of messages that he preached, and they'd preach them over. Well, I have a hard time doing that. It's gotta be like, I gotta have something fresh, you know, that really, you know, stirred my own soul, get some fresh manna, you know. Every day you had to get new manna. Well, we need fresh oil. You know, yesterday's victory isn't, man, we had a great Sunday, on Sunday, and God was good to us. And personally, I felt like the Lord helped me. Monday I was shot, and, I'm praying today, Lord, I need some fresh oil. I need some fresh oil. I'm spent. I'm wore out. I have a whole new amount of task ahead of me right here. And we find that great, principle, that applies to all of us. And whether that is, as a leader or whether that is just as a person, you know, if your power with God is waning, you ought to be honest with yourself. You say, you know, my power isn't what it ought to be. And just don't coast along on the scraps of oil that you got left. Get some fresh oil. Amen. Go to God. Get some fresh oil. Get some fresh power. Get some, you know, new vigor, some new life, some new energy, some new vision from God. And that's where we get it from. Amen. And, that gives our life, or our spiritual life, vitality. It gives us ability. It gives us power. It gives us everything that we need, and it comes from God. And of course, we're reminded of Luke 11:13. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him? And this isn't talking about the person. This is talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to witness, the power to do the will of God, all that it takes to live for God and to go forward. And so maybe tonight you need some fresh oil. You know, maybe you just been kind of coasting on fumes, you know, or the past. And, you know, that's the exciting part of the Christian life, that God can give us fresh oil, and it's real. And David knew that, you know. You know, I just, sometimes this is an old pet peeve of mine, is people just don't seem to understand the reality of the walk with God that people like David had. I mean, there's very few New Testament Christians that even come close to that walk with God, you know? And here is a man that knew this great principle: thou wilt anoint me with fresh oil. That's a living truth, a living walk with God, living reality that is a special in all of our lives and should be truly the experience of the Christian today, of getting fresh oil from God. It's not, you know, when you're discouraged or when you're wore out or whatever it is, you know, go to the Lord for fresh oil and you can get it from God. Amen. All right. So the question is, do you have that relationship with God? Do you have that kind of relationship with God, or do you have a wooden relationship? You're just about facts and about knowledge and about intellect? Or is it that real relationship where you're getting oil from God for your life, and you're experiencing God's supernatural ability in your own life? Maybe the Lord is speaking about that you're not plugged in to having to serve the Lord, so you don't need any ability. You know, you ever think about that? Why would you need ability if you're not doing anything for God? If you're doing something that's bigger than you, then you need ability. And that's when you're going to get it, is you commit yourself to something that's a lot bigger than you and I. Let's pray. Lord, pray that you'd use the truth that we learned tonight and thought and reminded about. And Lord, may the people of God, as we face Vacation Bible School, might all the teachers realize that probably every day they're going to need some fresh oil as they're wore out from the activities. And we pray for maybe some old Christians here who've been saved a long time and they've just been coasting on fumes for a long, long time. I pray that, Lord, that maybe tonight that they would get down to reality, admit their lack of power and their lack of energy and their lack of vision, and that they need to cry out to you for fresh oil, Lord. And I pray that young people as well would grab a hold of this truth for their own life, and that they would learn the difference between depending upon themselves and depending upon you, Lord, in their life. And that we would learn, Lord, that supply is ever present with thee. We pray that even tonight you'd make a difference in people's lives. Maybe you're here tonight and God is speaking to your heart, and right now you need to do something about what you heard tonight. And it's always good not to know about it, but to do something, make a decision about it. And I want to just challenge you right now, as you think about this, do you need to ask God for fresh oil? We commit these truths to you, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.